Hello, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'm going to be your guide for the next few minutes through a journey that will allow you to really connect with your higher self, your spirit self. So this morning meditation is a great way to start your week, and it's an excellent way to start every single day. Now, every week, we're going to have a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks that are there, and then by creating the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. Okay? So again, the focus for this week is illuminating your spirit self. And without any further ado, let's get started. I'd like for you to make sure that you're sitting in a position where your back is straight, your feet are flat on the floor, hands in your lap, eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice and easily. Don't force the breath. And another nice deep breath from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine. Allow the chi, the life force energy, to open up through your spine to the top of your head. Exhale. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk. You are embedded to this tree trunk, and it goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, all the way to the very center or core of the earth, where the roots of this tree trunk are embedded into the core of the earth. And envision that you are surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble represents your aura, and it is no more than 18 inches from your physical body. 18 inches from over your head, underneath your feet, front, back, and all sides. And envision that the edge of this bubble is a beautiful, golden, luminescent light, and that it has a consistency of an eggshell. With the edge of your aura has the consistency of an eggshell. So it's protective without being too tough. And now imagine outside of the bubble, about 3 feet in front of you, a giant flaming wall. And this wall of fire is burning from the ground all the way up. Nice, big, violet flaming wall. And if you're unable to envision or visualize these things, know that this is what you are doing. Intend that it is happening. And indeed, it is happening. Just because you may not be able to actually envision it or see it in your mind's eye doesn't mean that it's not actually happening. Now continue to breathe. Nice, deep, an easy breath. And as you breathe, we will clear every chakra. There are 7 primary chakras along the spine, 1 through 7, starting from the tailbone, and they work your way up the spine all the way to the top of your head. And so as you breathe, when you exhale, I want you to put your focus at your tailbone, the base of your spine, and this first chakra area is where you take care of yourself. As you exhale through that chakra, release any energy that may keep you stuck in a place of trying to survive. Maybe survive for financially, survive on a health level, survive in terms of your home, job, whatever that might be. Let go of what I call survival energy. Not thriving, because to thrive means that you are living in the abundance and the energy of creativeness 100%. So this is releasing survival energy. As you exhale out through the chakra, that energy is sucked up by the violet flame. It assists you in the process of letting it go. And put your attention at your second chakra, also along the spine. And it's located about 2 inches below the belly button. And through this chakra, as you breathe through it, release any energy of emotional fear, any feelings that go along with that, that are of guilt or shame, blame, jealousy, depression, anger, remorse, regret. All of those energies, just let them go. Let them go. As you exhale out through that chakra and the violet flame is ready to receive and suck out the rest of this energy from your space. And also let go of any sexual energy, whether it was with a partner, with yourself, or someone else has admired you from a sexual standpoint. Just let that energy go as well. Be aware that sexual energy and the energy that courses through you fully, that passion, is also a creative energy as well. And sometimes an overload of sexual energy may block the creative flow that is coursing through you. And now put your attention on your third chakra behind your stomach. And this chakra is in reference to your own personal power. Allow any energy that would keep you from being in your personal power, that would keep you from being in a place of control. So anything that controls you, or where you may be working to control someone or something else. Any addictions, this is a great way and a great place to remove this kind of energy. Letting it go. You don't need to hold on to it. Remember, the violet flame, as you breathe through this chakra, will receive everything you're ready to give it. Very good. And put your attention on your fourth chakra, which is behind your heart. This chakra is a great chakra for loving yourself and everything else that you experience and that life offers from a divine, unconditional place. So if you have any kind of lack of self-worth or self-love, if you are non-forgiving of someone else or something else or yourself, if you are in a place where You simply have conditions that are placed on how and when and where you love someone or something. Let all of that energy go. You might see images as they leave you. You may feel that area becoming lighter. You may have memories that come up. You may not experience anything, but you just know that you're letting go of everything that you're ready to release right now from that fourth chakra. Very good. And just continuing to breathe. Nice, easy breaths. And put your attention on your fifth chakra, which is located at the base of your throat. And as you breathe through this chakra, let go of any energy that would keep you from fully expressing yourself as the divine spirit you are. It is the chakra that rules communication and creativity. And it's also connected to your healing energy. If you are experiencing an aspect of not feeling as if you can communicate fully, that maybe you've communicated too much or said the wrong things. If you are experiencing being stifled in your creative endeavors, and that can be anything from business to all forms of fine arts to your home, the right job, whatever it is you're working on creating right now, just let go of that energy that may seem to keep you stagnant or stuck. Very good. Breathing deeply and easily. And put your attention now at your sixth chakra, which is located in the middle of your head, right smack in the center of your head. This chakra is also the third eye, and it's how you perceive the world. It's also how you discern energy, what's real versus what's illusion. And so this is a wonderful place to clear as you breathe through this chakra and exhale into the violet flame, those energies that are filled with lots of judgment, that are filled with a sense of anxiousness because others do not see the world or respond to the world as you do. Let go of any energy that would keep you from being in the perspective, the divine source, God perspective, that everything is perfect the way it is. All forms of energy have its purpose. Whether you agree with it or not, whether you like it or not, whether it is something you resonate with or not, it is not for you to judge, so let go of that. And know that it has its purpose. And if it's introduced itself into your life in any form, it has a purpose for you on some level to help you grow into the dynamic being that you truly are. Allow yourself to be able to see clearly from neutral. And put your attention on your seventh chakra, That's at the top of your head. And that chakra is where you're able to release any doubt or uncertainty about yourself, about anything that you might be doing, about the life that you're living. Just breathe deeply and let the energy go. Remember that that giant violet flame, as you let go of this energy, in whatever form that it comes up for you, the flame will take it and purify it. So those memories, the analyzing, rationalizing, images, feelings, what you might hear, the thoughts, your belief systems, whatever they are, let them all go. This is not the time to try and hold on to anything. That also means letting go of resistance. Nice, deep, and easy breaths as you clear this seventh chakra on top of your head. And as you continue to breathe, release any energy that is in your aura bubble. Any energy that may have gotten trapped there, just let it go. Very good. And I want you to focus your attention again on your seventh chakra at the top of your head. And imagine there is an elevator in the seventh chakra. As the door to the elevator opens, go ahead and walk into it. And notice there are buttons that are labeled 8th floor, 9th floor, 10th floor, 11th floor, and the 12th floor. Push the button that takes you all the way to the top, to the 12th floor. Feel the elevator going up and stopping at the 12th floor. Now, as the doors open, notice you're in a very beautiful, serene place. A gorgeous, beautiful, serene place. This is a very special place just for you. This place of yours does not look like anyone else's, and it's however you see it. It's whatever it looks like for you. I can't describe what your place looks like. Only you know the real essence, the feel, the look, and connection that you have to this wonderful place where joy and happiness, peace and easiness, love and more love exists for you. Walk into this place, explore it, see it. Experience its splendor, its beauty. One thing, though, that you will notice in this place, in this special place, is that there is a huge flowing water fountain pond. Huge flowing water fountain pond.
The water fountain is shaped like a giant open rose with leaves all around it. And the water flows out the top of the rose and down past all the leaves into a luscious marble basin that's about 3 feet deep. This fountain has a dual effect, but for now, it contains a purifying, cleansing, and healing water that's a wonderful, opalescent, clear blue vibration. Stand in front of the pond and begin to take off all your clothes, every single stitch, underwear included. And step into the pond. Allow the water to wash all over you. Feel the electrifying energy of the water as it washes away any stress, pain, overwhelm, uncertainty, fear, lack, resistance, guilt, shame, blame, traumatic memories, and anything else that holds you back from connecting with your true essence of beauty and love. It all washes away like clay mud that's been stuck to your body. Let it go. Just continue to allow this water to cover you and, in essence, help you to experience being a brand new self. Now move out of the pond and walk in a direction that's away from the elevator, taking in more of the beauty and essence of your special place, this magnificent place. As you walk along, you'll see another person in the distance. Walk toward that person. And as you do, you'll find that this person seems to be very open, very friendly, loving, and so much at ease, it causes you to be at ease too. And the closer you get to this person, the more relaxed you feel. In fact, you're feeling more relaxed than you've ever experienced before. As you move closer, you realize that this person looks a lot like you. Oh, wait. As you get even closer, you realize it is you. This is you. Except it seems to be a much brighter, purer, lighter, more vibrant you. And continue to walk until you reach that person. And you realize that the reality of this whole thing is that the other person is your higher self, your spirit self. With the pure essence of love, peace, and joy at the highest level, you're mesmerized by this beautiful being. Continue to breathe deeply, slowly, and easily. That's right. Some nice deep breaths. Looking this person in the eyes. And when you're ready, say hello to your higher self. Then wait for your response. I know there are questions that you have, things that you want to know. So now is a great time for you to have that conversation with your higher self. You can ask all sorts of questions like, what is my purpose on this earth? How can I enrich my life even more? And any other questions or comments or conversation that you'd like to have and that are relevant for you right now. Maybe you want to know the secrets to some ancient knowledge or levels of awareness that you'd like to be made more conscious of. Don't be afraid to probe for what you want to know. Continuing to breathe. If you are experiencing more silence than you are conversation, do not be concerned. Your higher self is still communicating with you, and you will receive the messages when it is fully time and when you're fully ready to do so. Open your mind and your heart to receive whatever you need to know now. Now ask your higher self to join you at the water fountain pond. You may still continue to have conversation as you move and walk toward the pond. And once you both get back to the pond, you should each step into it. You and your higher self together get into the pond. Notice how the water is no longer a clear blue, but a brilliant pearlescent golden light color. That's because the purpose of the pond now is for absolute synergy of high vibrational energy and of absolute purity. So side by side, you and your spirit self are allowing the water to completely drench you. It is a way of receiving the energy of divine source. Now your higher self gently embraces you and then leans you back and submerges you in the water as you become baptized in the water of life, the water of divine love. You are not now as you were before. As you come up, you're purified enough for your spirit self to merge as one with you. So as you stand and you continue to breathe, your spirit self merges with you so that you are now as one. Become aware of how different you feel right now, how elevated your consciousness is, how you're completely at peace, your emotions are calm and at ease. Be aware of how open you are to the loving energy that's really radiating through you. No cares, no worries, no anger, no hatred. Only love, only peace, only joy. Completely moving into alignment. You and your higher self are now one. As you step out of the pond, notice there are fresh clothes on the ground. They're golden spun, soft cloth garments for you to put on. And you will wear these always. This is your energetic clothing. A cloak of power and love. Now that you're dressed, head back to the elevator and get into it. And push the button going down to the third floor. When the doors open, you will notice a lovely room with a seat in it, just for you. Take your place at that seat, and know that this is a very safe place where your illuminated spirit self can dwell and hold the position of true power, spirit power, which is subtle, neutral, and unyielding to any energy of force. You are now in a place of genuine power, and your true spirit self is in control. Your true spirit self is in operation and continues to allow you to be aware of what's best for you, of what's real, and of how you are to move forward in your life from this moment on. Now surround yourself with a great big, beautiful, bright, golden, luminescent, pearlescent sun, and absorb as much of this sun as you possibly can. And then absorb more of it, continuing to breathe. And when you open your eyes, you will experience yourself being new, brand new, yourself, and yet more elevated, more aware. And in that way, you are experiencing the difference. I want to thank you for being part of this morning miracle meditation. And if you'd like to know more about me or Center of Light Miracles and some of the events and activities that take place, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. And in particular, go to the Live Events tab at the top, the Current Events page, at the drop-down menu, and take a look at the other things that we have to offer and that are going on right now at Center of Light Miracles. You can do that by going to centeroflightmiracles.org. Until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.